With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Vice President Harris is traveling to Milwaukee today in her first visit to a battleground state after locking up enough support from Democratic delegates to win her party's nomination to challenge Republican former President Donald Trump. Also on SRNnews.com, during a House Oversight Committee hearing yesterday, Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle responded to GOP committee member Jim Jordan's question about the redeployment of resources the day of President Trump's July 13th rally in Pennsylvania.
What I can tell you is that in generic terms, when details make a request, there are times that there are alternate ways to cover off on that threat or that risk.
But that's not what he said. He said they were denied certain requests, requests. This is your spokesperson, not me talking. This is the Secret Service talking.
Cheadle says she takes full responsibility for the agency's missteps related to the attack at former President Trump's Pennsylvania rally. Israel's leader visits the U.S. Capitol in what will sure be a high-profile test of diplomacy, politics, and security.
Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu is in Washington, visiting at a fraught time for Israel, the U.S., and Palestinians. At stake are hopes for progress and efforts to mediate an end to the nine-month Israel-Hamas war. The Israeli leader will meet with U.S. officials and be warmly welcomed by House Speaker Mike Johnson, who helped organize his address to a joint meeting of Congress on Wednesday. Biden has been recovering from COVID, but sources and the Israeli leader both say they are expected to meet.
This will be an opportunity to thank him for the things he did for Israel in the war and during his long and distinguished career in public service.
The White House says Vice President Harris will meet with him separately. Jennifer King, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 45 points. The Nasdaq is off 39. This is SRN News. Donald Trump reaches out to a leading evangelical.
After a fire gutted the historic sanctuary of First Baptist Church of Dallas last week, Pastor Robert Jeffress says the former president sent him a note expressing his condolences and offering to help, quote, in any way he could. Jeffress has been a supporter of Mr. Trump since before he won the White House in 2016, and the former president spoke at the Dallas church in 2021. The damaged sanctuary, which is over a century old, will be demolished. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Faced with declining membership, aging buildings, and large underutilized properties, many U.S. houses of worship have closed their doors in recent years. But some congregations are using their land in new ways that reflect their faith. Some are repurposing their property to provide affordable housing as the housing crisis intensifies across the country. This is SRN News. Opposing Palestinian factions have sought common ground in China-sponsored talks.
Chinese state media says Palestinian factions Hamas and Fatah have signed a declaration in Beijing on ending a years-long rift. Multiple previous rounds of talks meant to unite the sides have failed, casting doubt over whether the China-sponsored negotiations might actually lead to a resolution. The declaration comes as Israel and Hamas are weighing an internationally backed ceasefire proposal that would wind down the nine-month war and free dozens of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. But even after a deal is signed, the vision for a post-war Gaza remains in doubt, specifically over who should rule the war-ravaged territory. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Germany's governing coalition and the conservative opposition have presented a plan to protect the country's highest court against possible future manipulation by authoritarian politicians. More details at SRNnews.com.